So I'm talking to Ernesto Marcos Yacamán on the 9th of January 2009 in Mexico City. And you're telling me about your
great-grandfather
Elias.
No. This is my grandfather. I don't remember.
Must have been Elias.
No. It was. But let me tell you the story as I have heard it.
Okay.
In 1870, when the Eiffel Tower was inaugurated, my great-grandfather had a shop where he made religious articles, you know, rosaries and crucifix out of concha nácar, you know?
Yes.
And he went with his products, with his produce, to the fair in Paris.
Yes.
And he did very well. With the money he got from this fair, he went back, packed everything, and went to America. He arrived to New York first. But they told him in New York that these religious articles were not going to sell well there, so he should go south. So he began, you know, her journey south, and for some reason he established, you know, his initial family in a border town with the U.S. In Coahuila, which at the time was called Ciudad Porfirio Díaz. You won't find it in the map now,
yes,
because after the revolution, they erased it, and it's called now Piedras Negras. Piedras Negras. He left my grandfather there. But he made my grandfather, Elias H. Marcos.
Okay.
And he made several trips all throughout Latin America, all the way, you know, from the Pacific. You know, he would do this by ship, you know, to Chile and then back, Argentina and
really?
And Brazil and what have you. He made several trips, and he went back to die in Jerusalem or in Bethlehem. We have a letter from him that it's an official picture, because at one time he became the mayor of Jerusalem, you know.
He was the mayor.
He was the mayor of Jerusalem. I don't have it. My cousin Kenya has it, and I think it's very important.
I would like to have
that
a
you
copy.
Get. I think I will get a copy for you, where he explains that he was asked to provide, you know, this public service. He had the resources to do it, so he spent some time, you know, working for the community as the mayor of Jerusalem. That's what I understand.
Wow.
My grandfather stayed in Mexico since he was 10, and then he went to Bethlehem and married. They must have arranged this marriage, you know, and married my grandmother Carmen Marcos.
Marcos.
So my family, my father has a Marcos. Both names are Marcos. And that's the origin from my father's side. From my mother's side, I know more about Davdu, because my grandfather died when he was very young. But
Solomon.
Salomón Yacamán, he migrated directly, you know, somehow. I really don't know.
To
Torreón. They established themselves in Torreón, and then. My grandmother, Maria Davdu, was brought to Mexico when he was just newly born. She was born in Cascais in Portugal, because I understand they were on their way to America, and that's where she was born.
You know? Uh-huh.
That's all I know about.
Approximately the year when they came? What year was your
Well, if
born?
My grandmother. It must have been the end, you know, somewhere in the 19th century, you know, the end of the 19th century.
Really?
Early? That's that early.
Yeah.
Same as my father's family. My grandfather died at the age of 90, 94 or 93 or 94 in 1970 or something like that. Yeah. So, yeah, he was from 1880.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
You have some very good genes.
Well, I'm always grateful for that.
I feel
very nice about that.
So
now, I have an uncle that became a priest in one of these late vocation things. He was born in Monterrey. He studied law, and when he wanted to dedicate himself to the priesthood, he went to the Vatican, and that's where he studied. He was in a seminar in the Vatican, and somehow he was sent to Bethlehem for some time as part of his training or whatever. I really don't have that very clear, but he spent some time in Bethlehem, and he says that he did some research on the churches in Bethlehem to find out the origin of the Marcos.
Family record, yes.
He's a Marcos also, and he claims that the Marcos family and the Canavati family and perhaps the Giacomán family also are in the Holy Land since the time of the Crusades, one of the Crusades. They stayed there. All of them work in jobs related to the holy places. You know, they were very Catholic. All of my family has been very
religious. Are they Roman Catholic or
they are
Orthodox?
Roman Catholic.
Oh, okay.
My grandfather, my mother, Salomón Giacomán, was
Orthodox.
And obviously, my wife's father, who was a Greek, was from the Greek Orthodox Church. But they have always been very religious, you know, very religious and Catholic. So, I mean, it has to have some relationship with the Holy Land, you know. It's not much of the Palestinian Islamic community, but somehow the one related with the church, you know.
Yes, that's a very common story, actually.
Sure.
Let me just turn this off real quick.